All right. Right now, it's always a pleasure to have this gentleman on. And, boy, provocative columns. And you learn the inside of baseball from Eno Saris. And he writes for The Athletic. And we see Eno at the ballpark all the time. Eno, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's my birthday.
Ah, happy birthday. Oh, very good. Oh, we usually have some sound effects for that. We'll come up with something before the show is over. What are you doing? What are you doing for your birthday today?
The kids are out of town, so I'm just relaxing.
Very good. Watching baseball, I hope.
Yep, baseball and soccer.
All right. Don't give the soccer scores, because we have Bruce Jenkins tapes it, so we don't want to do a spoiler alert. But so you know, when you're on, do your column on The Athletic, there's always a sort of a slant towards beer. How come?
I'm just a big fan of craft beer. One of the things I like about it is just how many different tastes there are and how exciting it can get from a taste perspective. I just enjoy trying new beers.
What's your favorite these days?
You know, locally, I really love Fieldwork over in Oakland and then in Berkeley, and then also Cellar Makers closer to the park.
All right, very good.
You know, have you tried the new LeBron's Tears IPA?
No, I haven't. I've been on the lookout.
Give it a shot. It's incredible. Brewed in the Bay Area. LeBron's Tears. Give it a try.
I actually thought you were serious.
No, I am serious. It's an IPA. I'm not joking. It's brewed here in San Francisco.
Oh, that's an actual
beer? Absolutely. It came out last week. Yeah, it's great.
All right, very good. All right. Eno, back to baseball. You wrote a column this week about relief pitchers. And the Giants are in sort of a mess now with Hunter Strickland out and trying to figure out the bullpen. But what I found provocative and interesting about your article is the amount of innings that bullpen guys are using now as opposed to in the past, and how this may apply to the Giants. What did you sort of come up with in this thing?
You know, for a long, long time, the trend has been for relievers to pitch fewer innings and to get fewer outs. And we've gone from having the firemen in the 70s that used to have 100 innings out of the bullpen to where now you'll have a lefty coming out of the bullpen that might get 30 innings in a full year, 40 innings. So, you know, we've gone to specialization, and there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, relievers throw harder than ever before, and they're trying to throw closer to the max as ever before, so we need to give them rest. We can only use them for a few pitches, and that's how it's gone. However, the other trend, taking our pitchers out earlier, our starting pitchers out earlier, is going against that. So now there's more innings in the bullpen. We have to figure out how to get those innings. And so we're starting to see some more guys that'll pitch 80, 85 innings. And it's a little bit going back towards the old fireman thing. And I think the Giants, the guy who's really important to this, if we're going to be taking guys out early, taking our starters out early, is Ty Block. You know, he's been the guy in the bullpen that comes in. He came in and gave them five or six innings in that long extra inning game. And he's the guy that can be the glue, and especially him being left-handed, that's very helpful. There's a lot of lineups where he can come in and give you five, six outs right in the middle of the game and keep the game team in the game.
Eno Saris with us, a very good point about bullpens. Eno, I will tell you this. I used to keep records on stuff, sort of like you did, but you know, I did it by hand before computers and all that. And I would watch young pitchers come up to the big leagues, and they would make them long relievers. And they would go three, four innings, five innings, and then the next year they would make them a starting pitcher. They'd break them in that way. What you're suggesting, and I think maybe where baseball is going, is sort of taking a pitcher who could be a starting pitcher, like a Ty Block, and maybe even, I would say, Derek Rodriguez, if they get a pitching crunch here in numbers, and putting him in the bullpen, so maybe going back to the old long reliever days, which we sort of got away from.
Yeah, and I think it is actually, it's crucial that they are young and in between, because they need to be stretched out enough. If you've got your typical reliever who gets about 60 innings, asking him to pitch 85, 90 innings is going to be too much. But if you've got this young guy who's stretched out enough as a starter that he can handle 90 innings, what you do by having him pitch 85 innings is you keep the door open either way. And Josh Hader next year on the Brewers, he can be a starter still because he'll have pitched 85, 90 innings. He could still have 120, 140 innings for them as a starter next year if they want to go back to him being a starter. Or, like Andrew Miller, the last guy that kind of came out and got multiple innings in the bullpen that everyone was in love with, Andrew Miller, the big lefty for the Indians and Yankees, Miller has gone back to being a more traditional reliever. Now he's around 60 innings a year, and he comes in for an inning. So I think that it's a really good point that it's a young guy coming up who could go either way, and this is how you get some use and really plug your bullpen together as you keep them available to either start next year or relieve.
Well, a young guy the Giants had start yesterday, Andy Suarez, you wrote a piece, you're helping me out big time, by the way, you know, a fantasy baseball piece you wrote earlier this week where you talked about how Andy Suarez has made a jump in velocity more than any other pitcher in baseball this year. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, he's had a big jump. You know, I think also the thing that's most compelling to me about Suarez is his command. And that's, I think, what stands out. It makes the most, I mean, even with that jump, his command makes the most of his stuff. And it may not wow you if you look at just one pitch or the other, but command makes everything play up. And I think that's probably his best foot forward.
I agree, because the walks are really low compared to the strikeouts. And for a young pitcher, I think he may be leading rookies in strikeouts. I could be wrong. But he's right. He's right up there. Eno Saris with us of The Athletic does a great job. Eno, what about this Giants bullpen? You have a Corey Guerin. You had a comment from him that if he goes two innings, that he may not be able to come back for a couple of days. And what if they need me the next day? Not all the traditional relievers like being used for that extra inning. It's actually a burden on them.
Yeah, I mean, it you have to be carefully managed as a reliever anyway. You know, they want to be in. Like, what Corey's point was, like, I want to be in every win, you know? Like, I want to be a part of every win. So I think they do feel like if you use me for two innings, then you can't use me for the next 2 days. And, you know, what if those games are tight? And I could have helped you win those other games, too. So I think that's a little bit about why the bullpen has evolved to the way it is. But at the same time, if you've got a guy like Hader, the Brewers take their starters out earlier than anybody almost in baseball. And so having a guy like Hader come in for the sixth and seventh innings and getting you to your traditional closer and setup guy, the Brewers are 22-2 when they bring Hader in.
Wow. Hey, you know, interesting point. I looked at it this morning. If you look at relievers' earned run average, team relieving earned run average in the National League, four of the top six are the National League West. And do you think that has a bearing on why this division may be so competitive with one another? Because if you get in a game, they shut you down at the end. And if you look, everyone is in this thing. San Diego, the Dodgers, the Giants.
The Rockies are a half game behind.
Yeah, the Rockies are the sort of the odd team out because their bullpen's getting whacked around. But everybody else, you get in a close game in the National League West, you've got trouble at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, some part of it might be that the run environment outside of Colorado, like we've got some fair to pitchers' parks in the division, but I think there's also a spotlight on bullpens in baseball in general. There's been a lot of more resources sent to the bullpen, and you see that come to light. The Diamondbacks made a trade for their closers this offseason. The Giants brought in a bunch of younger arms. I think Reyes Moronta has been a huge part of the Giants' bullpen improving this year. And the Dodgers seem to have arm after arm that they can convert to relieve if they need. So, and then the Padres have, I think, the weirdest group of relievers I've ever seen.
Well, and
they come at you from every angle.
Yeah, they do, and they even start some of them, as we saw yesterday. So that hit me this morning, why these games are so competitive, because it's a year of bullpens, and four of the top six bullpens in the National League are in the National League West. And that's why these games, because I was saying it yesterday, it seems like every time the Giants and Padres play, it comes down to the end. Giants-Dodgers comes down to the end, and it just always seems that way. You know, a lot has been made about what's not happening anymore in baseball. A lot of articles come out, and one was out this week. I think someone from MLB or ESPN wrote it, about the things that we don't see anymore. We don't see the hit and run, the steals, the pitch outs, the bunting, and that kind of thing. You think this is something that's a trend of analytics, Or are we just looking for that home run and we don't want to give up an out?
Yeah, I mean, analytics will tell you that the strikeout is the same as the ground out. And so if you're going to go for power, sometimes the strikeouts come with the power. And so our never-ending search for power has led us to more strikeouts. I think there are fewer players that have a true two-strike approach.
Yeah.
There are more players that say, hey, if I strike out, the guy behind me has a chance to hit a homer. I'd rather try and hit a homer with two strikes. So there's definitely, Mark Trumbo himself told me that, and you know, I've heard that from other players. So there's definitely like a focus on power has led to this, but it's a focus on power on the other side. We now have power pitchers everywhere. The average velocity in the game is up to, I think out of the pen, it's almost 94 miles an hour this year.
Wow.
The average starter is over 92. These are all like baseball highs. So yeah, you know, this, like a month ago was the first month ever in the history of baseball where we had fewer hits than strikeouts. So there is a definite trend there, and we've come to sort of a tipping point where people have noticed. But, you know, some part of it comes from how healthy the game is. We now have everybody throwing 95 miles an hour. That's something new. And it's not just analytics.
All right. So you don't hit and run. Is it, hitters are just not good enough to do it, or there's too many swings and misses? Well, what's the reason?
Well, I mean, in general, speed is less valued in today's game because the stolen base, you have to steal more than two bags for every three attempts for it to be valuable to your team. And then if you add in injuries that happen on slides to second base, you're not going to have your Bryce Harpers stealing as many bases anymore. You're not going to have the middle of your lineup guys stealing bases. Brandon Belt used to steal bases early on, but you're not going to have him doing it now because he risks injury when he does it. So, you know, I think the stolen base is out of the game, and with the stolen base being out of the game, there goes the hit and run.
All right, good. Look, Eno is on it, and you can read him in The Athletic. One last question for you from me, and Adam, if you want to ask him, please jump in. Who would you close with in the Giants? You've studied the relievers and everything that's going on. Who would you hand that ball to right now without Strickland?
You know, I think I would like to have Maronta get a shot, actually. You know, he's got what you want out of your reliever is a really high strikeout rate and really good velocity. And Maronta has actually the best combination of those two. Will Smith is a really good pitcher, but he's a lefty, which means that you know, more often he's seeding a platoon advantage. He'll be facing a righty more often. So I like Dyson, but Dyson, you know, even with the super sinker, he's going to allow more base runners.
Yep.
And what you really want out of your closer is no base runners.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, very good. Great answer. Yeah. Very good. And thanks. All right, go ahead, Adam.
No, I would say I like the Maronta call. I think he walks too many guys. To quote Mike Prucco, I think sometimes he gets a hair up his nose, and he'll come out and he has trouble throwing strikes, which, you know, sort of plays into that you're letting guys get on base. I'd rather have my closer get hit than walk guys.
Yeah, I agree. A good analysis, you know, because, you know, I that's my feeling about Dyson. I think there's just too many people that get on if that sinker is not sinking. And
yeah.
I'd almost go with Watson, to tell you the truth, but I think he may be a victim of what you're talking about, of too many innings already in the beginning of the season. So, yeah, Maronta.
Watson is a great call, too. I like Watson. Watson's been a great pitcher for them. What a great deal.
Yeah, very good. Hey, great to have you on. It's a pleasure. Great to see you at the ballpark. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And we'll look forward to reading you in The Athletic. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's Eno Saris of The Athletic.
Hopefully he checks out the LeBron's tears. That'd be a good... Barbaret, I found, is the name of the brewery here in San Francisco doing the LeBron's Tears IPA.
All right,
how about
very
that?
Good. I thought you were kidding.
No, dude, I couldn't make that up myself.
All right, very good. Well, you're very talented.
I appreciate it, Marty.